But we have got to move into our artist interview here on New Music Monday. And Elizabeth actually did our interview this week. So Elizabeth, tell me all about the band and who you interviewed this week.
Okay, so I interviewed a newer band. They are called The Backlot, and they are from Normal, Illinois, greatest city in the world.
Yep.
And normally I'm not the one who conducts the interviews, but it was actually kind of nice to be the one who like actually asked the questions instead of just like sitting in and editing. So it was really nice to talk to them. They're all sweet guys. And yeah, it was really good.
Awesome. And you said they're a newer band, so I've got to know, do they have anything coming up where we could check them out?
They actually have a show coming up this Friday. No music out yet, but we did get a WAV file, so we have like their first song, basically. We are debuting their first song, essentially.
Well, that is so exciting. Let's get right into it. This is our interview with The Backlot.
Could you guys just introduce yourselves and what instruments you play?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm Milo. I am one of our two guitarists in the band.
And I'm Brock. I'm the drummer.
Awesome. And who or what inspired you guys to make music?
For me, I'm a music education major, so it's kind of like something that's always kind of been important to me, even throughout my college experience, as well as my family is very musical. It's one of those things that I've kind of just done my whole life. So when I got up here, I've been trying to start a band for a couple of years, and so it kind of clicked this year.
And for me, I've been around. A lot of my friends were in band in high school, and one of my role models was actually a drummer. He's really good, and he's was my inspiration to start drumming, and I've been wanting to play music since I started playing drums.
And how would you guys describe your music and like the genre?
We're still trying to kind of find our niche, trying to find our identity, because we're pretty new. We only formed a couple of months ago, but we're trying to get ourselves out there. We're trying to find our sort of identity, I guess I could say. But we've been kind of emulating sort of an Arctic Monkeys mid-aughts, late or early 2010s garage rock type style. The song that I have sent to you to play is a little less, it's a little softer than that, but the stuff you've been writing gets a little heavier, it's a little more aggressive, a little more fun, a little shoutier. But yeah, I would say that kind of like garage rock aesthetic is what we're kind of trying to go for at the moment.
Well, and what brought you guys together? How did you guys meet?
Okay, so I first met Milo. We're in the same organization, Phi Mu Alpha, and so we've known each other for a little bit, but a couple months ago when we started the band, I wake up to a voice note, and I didn't answer it till the morning, but in the voice note, it was just Milo going, hey, I want to start a band, and I know you play drums. Do you want to play drums for the band?
Yeah, I was jamming with Nate, our other guitarist, a little bit, as well as Justin, our bassist. We were doing some stuff just out in the parking lot of Justin's apartment, and we were like, man, wait, we're kind of sounding good together, we could probably turn this into something, and we were racking our brains trying to think of a drummer, and I went, Brock, we know Brock plays drums, what are we doing? That's perfect. So I sent him a voice message at like 2 in the morning, just out of the blue, and I was like, hey man, get in here. And yeah, we've just been trying to do as much as we can, really.
Yeah, that's sweet. Do you guys actually have any upcoming shows?
We do, actually, this Friday the 6th of September. That'll be a fun one. It's gonna be beach themed. It's gonna be pretty Ooh. Sick. Yeah,
I'll definitely have to be there. And where did your band name come from?
So we like I said, we started off playing me, Nate, and Justin in Justin's parking lot behind his apartment, so The Back Lot. And we were originally just gonna play the song Creep by Radiohead over and over and over, and we were gonna invite our friends and just play Creep for like 30 minutes as like a joke. So the name was originally The Back Lot Creeps, and we decided maybe that's not the right image we want to be sending out of ourselves. So then we took a group vote and we shortened it to just The Backlot. Hey, we're Backlot, and you're listening to our song Beef Stroganoff on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
You ever tell people lies just to see what their reaction is? Honestly, it can be kind of cool. Whether you were in a movie as a baby or you're thinking about grad school, it's always such a surprise when you give up the ghost to them. It's never been a new one, always been the blue, and I can't say I've ever seen my. Tell, now I'm trudging along, I'm following the waiting for Sugar Mountain. I'm just waiting to feel like I found it. Waiting to be comfortable.
What does your songwriting process look like?
Well, recently it's been Nate and Milo coming over to my place since my drum set's here. And Nate will get out a guitar part or Milo will. And since Milo also plays drums, he also has a drum part for me. So that's pretty nice. But when it's Nate just starts playing a riff and then I just sit here and I'm like, okay. And I start playing a beat, and if he likes it, we go with it. If he doesn't, then he suggests something else and I try and get to mesh.
Yeah, something that I think is pretty neat is that Nate, when he's writing, tends to be more riff oriented and more melodic in his construction of songs. I tend to be more chord progression oriented and more like vertical. So it's nice to have that contrast between us when we're writing, and also that makes it a lot easier for us to mesh together. When one of us brings something to the table, we have different skills that we can apply to it.
Yeah, that's super cool. Do you guys have a favorite memory as a band so far?
For me, it's probably we've done a couple like informal, just having our friends listen to us play, and those have been super fun just because it's pretty low pressure environment, you know. People know that we're just kind of messing around and it's not super serious, so those have been great, as well as getting getting wood and building a stage. That's pretty sick.
Yeah,
that was a blast. My favorite moments is one of those shows where like, oh, we're probably gonna be playing for like 5-10 people, and then 30 people ended up showing up of friends. I was like, oh no.
Oh yeah,
that was bananas.
That's awesome. Yeah. And one of my last questions is, what first got you guys into music?
Yeah, so I mean, like I said earlier, it's kind of my field of study, so, and it's something that is extremely important to me as a person, just because it's one of the earliest things I remember doing. Even as a child, I was taking piano lessons from my grandparents, stuff like that. It's something that I just love doing to unwind, and it feels like it's a good thing for me to just reset myself, and it really is, I think, like one of the most important parts of me as a person.
Yeah.
Same for me. It's really important to me. Like, even when I was a baby, my mom was always playing music to get me to stop crying. She'd play Hey Jude or Master of Puppets. I don't know why there's such a difference in the two songs that would make me quiet down as a baby, but since then I've been listening to music pretty much every day, all day.
Yeah, that's so cool. And my last question, if your music was a color, what color would it be?
Oh, that's tough. That's very tough.
Real tough.
I think like a heavy green for me, because it's like, it gets your attention, but it's still fun. So yeah. We're not trying to be aggressive here.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That was our interview with The Backlot right here on New Music Monday. Elizabeth, tell me more about this interview.
Well, it was just really good to meet them. I actually have not seen them live at all, so I wasn't really too sure about them. You actually told me about them before, so I was like, I'll check them out. They are really sweet guys, and I'm really excited for their show on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Me and Elizabeth have to go to that.
Yeah, and I feel like since they're like, they say they're park and surf, like a little bit vibe, and just, they just seem really cool.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see them.
All right, well, thank you so much to The Backlot for this interview. And if you missed anything, make sure you check out the full interview at WZND.com.